Good morning. Welcome to the Light of the Word radio broadcast, the teaching ministry of the Evangelical Seminary of West Africa. My name is Dr. Rick Kallenberg. I'm privileged to be the president of this new seminary, and we are so pleased you've joined us this morning. This is our third broadcast as we're studying together the Gospel of John, and we'll be doing this every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, and we're glad you've joined us. If you haven't been with us these past couple weeks, we are an evangelical seminary focused on teaching the Word of God clearly and accurately according to the belief that we have that the Bible is in fact the very inspired Word of God. We must know it, we must study it, and study it well. And we believe in a literal, normal interpretation of Scripture and contextual, and that's what we're doing with the Gospel of John. Last week we looked at John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18, and we saw this prologue, this great doctrinal statement of who Jesus was in his incarnation. We ended the broadcast reading from what's called a letter to a Jehovah's Witness, because Jehovah's Witnesses sadly deny the full deity of Christ. They believe that Jesus was a God, not the God, and how incorrect that is. I failed to read the last part of this article when they translate that Christ, the word is a God, not the God, and they use the little g. Let me just read from this article again and just clarify why the Greek text demands that this statement in John chapter 1 really does affirm that Jesus is the God of gods. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are fully, each are fully God. They are distinct personalities within the triunity of God, but Jesus is fully God. And it says even so clearly that he was with God in the beginning. He's always been, just like Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have always existed. Let me just read what Dr. Roizuck in his letter to a Jehovah's Witness says. He says, "You Jehovah's Witnesses are correct in saying that in John 1:1, the Greek word for God is not preceded by a definite article. However, good Greek scholarship agrees that this does not mean that the word should be translated little g God. The definite article is omitted because of a somewhat technical rule in Greek grammar. A definite predicate nominative, which precedes a verb, does not have the Greek article. The order of the Greek words in the last clause of John 1:1 is, God was the Word, theos and ho logos in Greek. The subject of the sentence is the Word, and the verb is was, and the predicate nominative is God, capital G. Usually the predicate nominative follows the verb, but in this case it precedes it, and since it precedes the verb, no article is necessary. When a Greek writer wanted to stress the quality of a person or thing, which was in the predicate nominative case, he would put it before the verb rather than after it. This is what John did to stress the fact that the Word, that is Christ, possesses the qualities of Godhood. This fundamental principle of Greek grammar thus supports the deity of Christ and gives absolutely no support whatsoever to the translation that you have in the New World Translation, the Word was a God. The intent of John could be rendered in English, the Word was fully God.